What's up, guys?
It was definitely
a breakdown inside as far as from a technique standpoint. It was a rush we'd already seen, so it wasn't like it was a new rush. Just had a breakdown inside, and we got it corrected in practice today. It can't happen, though. It's just it's inexcusable. Can't happen. Wow.
What are some of the special, unique challenges, perhaps, you expect?
For this week?
Yeah.
I believe they're either first in average start and kickoff return, or they're first in average start and or the average kickoff return average for Jarvis Landry. He's done a heck of a job for him. Much different challenge than Devin as far as he's a stronger guy. One-cut player, and he's really done a good job up to this point. So it's going to be a good challenge for us there. They've done a nice job in that phase for sure.
Joe, your coverage units have been really pretty good, very good, I think. I don't even know if it works. Is there a way to translate that into kick return? You know, I mean, and the return game, you're saying that it seems like it's one.
Yeah, we're trying everything we can to do that because they're really they're covering – very well, like you said. They're covering hard. It's just, you know, one play you're going forward, one play you're going backward. So, and what I mean by that is in the return game, you're defending and you're going backwards, whereas in the coverage game, you're going forwards the whole time. So we just have to get better at what we're doing, and I think we will. I think, you know, we've had some penalties, unfortunately, that we've got to get cleaned up, and we're working on that, and the young guys are really working on it. So we just got to keep working at it to get it cleaned up. So we're focusing on it, no question.
And I know I think you said, like, that I've got a big difference whether you started at 15, 16, or 20 as far as when kicks are into the end zone, as far as thinking. But, every time, not even one time has anybody gotten past the 20. It just seems unusual that there couldn't be one breakout. Are you close to it? Or, I mean, what is – you know, should you continue to take balls out of the end zone like that? I mean,
like I said, you'd really have to ask the head coach to find out. You know, we have parameters that we set up every week. But, I mean, like I said, there's no difference between the 16 and the 20, really, from a play call standpoint. So, you know, every rep we can get to try to get better at it, we've got to do that. And we've been close a couple times. But I don't think we were close last game, though. I thought they did a nice job of covering. We knew that going in. And you know, it was a tough game from that standpoint on kickoff return. We were close on punt return. Santonio got tackled by the snapper on one. So we've got to just keep working on both those facets, and hopefully we can translate what we've done in the coverage game to the return game. That would be a positive.
Joe, how much did it affect special teams last week when three backup linebackers are all of a sudden starting linebackers?
Huge. I mean, that's just, you know, we dealt with that all year, though. I mean, that's been really, I mean, you know, you had a bunch of guys that were not really slated to be here that were here all year. So it wasn't, maybe we handled it pretty well because we've been used to it. So, you know, I thought, defensively, obviously those guys played really well. But, you know, Kasim and Sharpton both had to play on the punt team for us. And we had to get some guys that did not get a rep in practice, and we had to get them on the return groups to give those guys a rest on those. So it was a challenge, but I thought those guys did a good job.
Who were those guys?
The two backup linebackers, D.D. Lattimore and Terrell Manning.
And they hadn't played in practice?
No, they didn't. You know, we didn't know what the injury situations were until later on in the week, so it was a little bit tough to do that, you know, commit reps to them when we didn't know they were going to play. We walked through it on Saturday morning, and then I think we had two or three sessions with them before, so that's not exactly ideal, that's for sure. But, you know, hopefully we'll learn from that and get better at it the next time.
So when you look at some of the challenges you were talking about, how subjective are some of those calls? Have to go back and look at
them again. Subjective, that's a good word for it. I would say that you know, the penalties in the kicking game happen in such large spaces that a lot of times everybody thinks they're easily detectable, but you also have to see where the guy's hand is, if there's force that forced him backwards or forwards. I mean, there's just a lot of factors that go into it. So it's a hard call for them to make, really. It really is. I mean, that, if you ask any official, most of the time, they're going to tell you that it's the hardest play to officiate is a kicking game play. The rest of it's easy for them. So, you know, I think, yeah, there's a lot of subjectivity to it, I guess. But we just got to do a better job. We know what the penalties are, and we know how to get out of them, and we're still not getting to the point where we can do that yet. And we're working on it, believe me, every week.
Robbie's got a new holder and a new snapper this year. Is that transition pretty smooth?
I think he's been, knock on wood, 8 for 9 so far. You know, we had the miss in Carolina, but I think he's been pretty good. I think he's done a good job, and I think, you know, you'd have to ask him that. He's been a pro, and he's done exactly what he always does.